42-year trip with us. Can require a little speaking, so we appreciate your attention. This is the way we used to sit around back in the late summer of 1971 when we were first putting this group together. It was an interesting time, 1971. Paul McCartney had just announced the formation of his new band, Wings. George Harrison had just done the concert for Bangladesh. Apollo 15 had successfully returned to Earth. Australia and New Zealand had announced that by year's end, they would withdraw all their combat troops from Vietnam and bring them home. John Lennon had left the UK for New York City, never to return. And in August, he put out his Imagine album. Just about the time we were getting together.
I was just trying to grow my hair long.
Yeah, we were concerned with the important stuff. But we used to sit around a lot like this. We didn't have any chairs, we had any furniture, so we had no amplifiers and road cases and rehearse. We used to rehearse in a little shack. Just outside Los Angeles, out in the San Fernando Valley. And it was a modest little structure. It was tucked into a parking lot behind a liquor store. And that was convenient. Because in LA, you do not find parking and liquor in the same location. If you find parking at all. The place belonged to an old fella, ironically enough, an old fella named Bud. He charged us $6 a day to rehearse there. Earlier that year, in the spring of 1971, Glenn and I had been on tour as part of the backup band for Linda Ronstadt. And we really enjoyed working with Linda. We have a tremendous amount of respect for her. But at some point, Glenn and I decided that maybe we'd like to have a band of our own. So we went to Linda. We told her that we're going to be moving on, and as always, she was very gracious about it. She said, well, I wish you all the best, and if you're looking for an additional guitar player, I want to make a suggestion to you. There's a fellow who's had some experience in the business. He was in a pioneering country rock group called the Flying Burrito Brothers. They started it all, ladies and gentlemen. Graham Parsons, Chris Hillman. He was also in a group called Dillard & Clark with the legendary Doug Dillard and Gene Clark from the Byrds. She said, not only does he play a mean guitar, but he sings, he writes songs, and he plays the banjo. And his name is Bernie Ledden. Down. He was living outside of Los Angeles there in a wild and woolly area called Topanga Canyon, wearing that same shirt.
I like it.
And we invited him to be in the group. And he said,
what the hell?
Okay.
I lost 10 points just for being in the right place at exactly the wrong time. And I look right at the facts there, but I may as well have been completely blind. But if you see me walking all alone, don't look back, I'm just on my way back home. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on. Send me to contract, baby, say it would all be so lifelong. Looked around and for a reason, when there wasn't something more to blame it on. But if time makes a difference, well, tell me now when I won't be hanging on. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on.
Remember the Ben Fry, electrified song.
Significant to our history nonetheless. The first song we did was a song called Whatever Happened to Saturday Night, which is on the Desperado album, and it's the first and only song that was written by all four original Eagles together. And then we just did Train Leaves Here This Morning, a song that Bernie wrote with the late Gene Clark when they were together in Dillard and Clark, and that appears on our first album. Now around this time, 1971, I met a young songwriter from San Diego, a guy named Jack Temption. We used to hang out at the same folk clubs and did a lot of picking and grinning at people's houses and stuff like that. one day, I'm picking with Jack, and he plays this new song for me. I said, what's that? He says, it's a new song, I just wrote it. I said, that's fantastic. I said, that would be a great song for the Eagles to do. He said, oh, I'd love it if you guys would. And the reason I liked the song so much is because it reminded me of my favorite band at that time, which was a country rock band put together by Richie Furay from the Buffalo Springfield. The band was called Poco. And the bass player in that band was Timothy B. Schmidt. So I had Jack teach me the song, and then I went to rehearsal and I showed the song to the guys in the band. Everybody liked it and we wanted to do it. So we sat down just like this and tried to figure out some harmony parts and work on an arrangement. So the first time we played it, kind of just like this.
I'm already standing.
Yes, I'm already standing on the ground. Ooh.
Jamming when the band started, we were sitting around Bud's every day, really, playing Chuck Berry songs and starting to learn to write songs. So this next song, I already had the music to it when the band started. We would jam it every day, and one day Don came back with a set of lyrics we all really liked. We've been doing it ever since, but tonight we got a bit of a new arrangement. Thank you.
Back in 1972, our friend, guitarist Ned Doheny, gave Jackson Browne a birthday present. It was the Book of Gunfighters, a leather-bound collection of stories about the outlaws in the Old West. A while later, Jackson showed the book to J.D. Souther, Don, and myself. As we started thumbing through, we were fascinated by the pictures and stories. Then someone, probably Jackson, said, maybe we should write a song about some of these guys. Well, we went on to write an entire album about them. All started by a gift from a friend to a friend.
When it came time to start thinking about making the second Eagles album, Glenn and I got together and discussed the Book of Gunfighters. And he showed me a guitar riff that he had, and I showed him a chord progression and a melody idea that I'd been carrying around with me since the late 60s. And so we sat down and worked together, and that's when we really became a songwriting team. That was the beginning of a songwriting partnership that has lasted over 40 years.
Thank you.
turning slowly across the sky. They said goodbye. He was just an hired man, working on a dream he planned to try. Days go by.
Thank you. the queen of yellow let you down. She was just an empty fable. The queen of hearts, you say you never met her. You twist your fate, found you out, and it's finally turned the table. Stole your dreams and paid you with regret.
Yeah.
get the best of neither.
Single that the Eagles ever had. It happened quite by accident. They'd actually given up on the singles off of the On the Border album. We were back in Los Angeles working on another record. When a radio station in Kalamazoo, Michigan, on a Sunday night, on request night, a lady called up and she requested Best of My Love as an album track. The DJ played the song and the phone lines lit up. Started getting played in Milwaukee and Chicago and Detroit, and from there snowballed into a hit record. Now around this time, 1975, Don and I are starting to feel pretty comfortable and confident as a young songwriting team. Seems like every time we sit down and get the legal payouts out, we write something pretty good. This next song is a song that we wrote while we were sharing a house on Mulholland Drive in Hollywood Hills. It's kind of a long song, but we wrote it rather quickly. We wrote it in 2 days. We did everything fast in 1975. That song would take 2.5 months to write now. Anyway, sing along if you know the words here. Thank you.
Thank you. about a nice round of applause for Bernie Ledden?
This History of show for about a year and 8 months now, and it's been a lot of fun playing with Bernie again, so I'm really glad he's out with us, and I know everybody has enjoyed that as well. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play one more song for you, and then we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and play for a long time. This next song down I wrote with and for Randy Meisner, the original bass player in the Eagles. Randy obviously isn't here tonight, so I'm going to sing it for you. We're going to send that to Randy wherever he is and wish him our very best.
Yeah. Watching you. The people you meet, they all seem Say hello. Everybody okay? We're up all night at the White Knights thing.
Yeah.
No? I tried walking around in it. A lot of people. But we're glad you're here tonight. Very glad. Thanks for coming. You can only see a few faces out here, so it's time to get a good look at everybody. So we're going to do this in sections. We want you to wake up and make some noise and say hello to everybody. Let's do it. Let's start over on this side. Okay, how about over here? What do you got in the back? Okay, all right, thank you very much. In 1978, I did my first tour as an Eagle. And within 3 years, the whole thing just blew up. It really wasn't that funny at the time. It took us almost 14 years to finally decide it might be a good idea to get back together. And we did so. And we had a live album, put 4 studio tracks on it called Hell Freezes Over. And this is one of those songs. Lost and lonely, now you've given me a will to survive.
very much, everybody, and welcome to the second half of our show here this evening. First of three shows here in Crowd Labor. Friendly confines of Crowd Labor. Everybody up here on stage were big fans of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys were pioneers. The Eagles were settlers. It's bands like the Beach Boys that inspired us to want to sing 3 and 4 and 5-part harmonies. I always liked a song by the Beach Boys called Barbara Ann. They released a single of it. It was different than the album version. And on the single, it just sounded like the Beach Boys were sitting around with some of their friends in the living room playing acoustic guitars and having a good time. So I got this idea. I thought maybe we should figure out a way to do an Eagles song and give it that treatment. So I came up with this idea. I pitched it to the band. The guys in the band said, Glenn, what a great idea. That happens a lot. Trust me. So anyway, we have a new arrangement a little bit for this song. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much, everybody. I want to take a quick moment now and introduce you to all the terrific musicians who are playing with us here this evening. First of all, on my left, terrific musician on guitar and background vocals from Arlington, Virginia, Mr. Stuart Smith. On keyboards, percussion, and background vocals from New Orleans, Louisiana, Richard Davis. We met Richard when we were doing editing live in Melbourne, and he's been playing with us ever since, so welcome, Todd, welcome back. On keyboards, percussion, and background vocals from Rochester, New York, Mr. Will House. Longest tenured member of our backup band. He's been with us since Hell Froze Over in 1994, celebrating 21 years of service to the fine group known as the Eagles. On drums and percussion from Wayland, Massachusetts, Scott Crago. Also on keyboards and background vocals, from sunny San Diego, California, the big man, Mr. Michael Thompson. Ladies and gentlemen, our bass player since 1978, he sings up high,
he plays down low.
The ribbon on the package, the pride of Sacramento, California, Timothy B. Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Now I get to introduce to you our illustrious master of ceremonies, our fearless leader, a man with a thousand jokes. He's the guy that put this whole thing together back in the early 70s with Don. And so, on vocals, on guitar, on keyboards, from Detroit, Michigan, I'm talking about Glenn Frey.
Timothy, it's true. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, where mother is half a word. It's a tough town. I learned to run and be funny. Ladies and gentlemen, now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the finest singer-songwriter I've ever had the privilege of working with. Worked with some pretty good people throughout the years, but none as good as this guy. On drums, percussion, guitar, and vocals, my friend since 1971, from Linden, Texas, Don Henley! And last but not least, a man who really needs no introduction. He is familiar to law enforcement and hotel staff all around the world. He ain't never met a man he didn't like. He never met a woman he couldn't wreck. He's the Master Blaster on the Stratocaster from the great state of New Jersey. Thank you.
I'm glad you know. Never mind then. But I, you know, I spent a couple weeks here one night. I know what you guys do. Yeah. All right, yeah. How many baby? Listen, I got a camera in here somewhere. And a video camera, okay? So during this next song, we'll turn the lights on a little bit, and I'll come around and visit. If I'm looking at you, you're on the big screen, okay? Now, I don't care what you do, but do something. This is your chance. You may go viral. Who knows? You know? So we got that going for us. It's great to be back. And right now, everybody say, hey! Everybody say, you got to be funky.
Yeah. Oh!
I have to follow them. Every night I have to follow them. Okay, in our little story, we come now to the year 1978. And the Eagles have been recording in Miami, Florida, off and on since 1975, and we're back in Miami again with our producer, Bill Simcic, in his studio in Coconut Grove. Staying up all night, having Cuban coffee every morning, go to work, trying to write songs for the follow-up to Hotel California, which was not an easy task. This next song was recorded in Miami. That's what they told me. Apparently I played drums on it.
Was it?
It was good. Thank you. Miami's a dangerous town, ladies and gentlemen. You're looking at a miracle up here. We're still here because of your loyal support, and we thank you for a wonderful 42 years. And quite a ride. Okay, I'll tell. Also in 1978, as Glenn has just reminded me, disco was all the rage, disco music. And punk music was starting to get popular. We started reading articles in all the tragically hip periodicals like Rolling Stone magazine, saying that we were over, we were passe, we were old hat. Look who's still here. So we wrote this little song about perseverance and survival. I think you sing it with me.
Give your time to you. Thank you. Thank you. but you can't never leave.
Hundreds of people who help us put this show on every night around the world. We all want to say thank you, Melbourne. Thank you very much. We got Bernie Levin back up here. We'll do some songs from way back when.
Standing on the corner in the woods of Arizona. Oh.